Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning,
well,
Tara.
Well, the woke Olympics continues with hatred for America. It's very hip. It's hot.
Yeah.
With people from other countries even taking a knee because we suck. Have you seen the online reaction to the demolishment of the U.S. women's soccer team?
No, I really haven't paid any attention to that.
Yeah,
I did see that they lost to our friends to the north, but I didn't really see any of the social media reaction.
To it. Yeah, okay. Well, I put it up on my Facebook page, just the heck of it, because they got stomped twice. By teams they were supposed to beat.
Yeah.
Absolutely annihilated. Canada beats them 1-0. 141 comments on my Facebook page. Just wanted to see what people would say.
Yeah.
There was not a single negative one. In other words, everybody was thrilled for Canada.
Well, I mean,
no dissension.
Good for them. I mean,
that's where we are in this country. That's how divided we are.
And it was a penalty kick, too. It was a really stupid penalty.
I know. People just, literally cheering against this women's soccer team. And part of that is because Megan Rapinoe, here's the thing. She's not only been extremely anti-American on the world stage, right?
Yeah.
But she's lied. I mean, she has lied here. She's lied on the world stage about America and what it's like here. And I don't know if she knows she's lying. She may just be hearing what she reports in the media. But Brett Hume has an amazing tweet about this because we're seeing so many of these athletes just go up there and diss their country as this, racist horror show. When what they mainly are, I think a lot of people are just terminally misinformed, and it's coloring the Olympics. It's killing it's killing the ratings. It's making it just miserable to watch. So I want to read some of what Brett Hume put up. He's Fox News host because it's good and it's illuminating. This is a country which has now had a black president, a black/mixed race vice president, the first African-American Secretary of Defense, on and on and on. But we're told this is a terrible racist place, even though shootings by police officers have done nothing but decline since the 1960s of African-Americans, declined by 80% and continue to trend down, not up. Mm-hmm. Something the mainstream media will not tell you. We've reported on this show. So I want to go back to this. He uses the Washington Post database like I do. Washington Post police killing database reveals that black shooting victims received 9 times the media coverage of white victims. As Coleman Hughes has observed, when footage emerged in 2016 showing Tony Timpa, a white suspect, being suffocated as a Dallas officer placed his knee on his neck, the media looked the other way while the officers walked free. Many of them still serve on the police force today. I mean, wow. Wow. So this whole thing with George Floyd is based on the idea that it could have never happened to a white person. It did. Those officers are not only never suffered any repercussions, most of them are still on the force. Think about that. These are things Americans don't know. And, I try to be generous and think, Americans are so brainwashed on this. They are so deprived of actual facts. But let's keep going. The number of unarmed black men, as your humble host has pointed out many times using the Washington Post's own database, unarmed black men killed by police in 2019, 13. Yet nearly half of very liberal Americans think the number is, are you ready for this? Between 1,000 and 10,000.
Yeah.
Okay, as I've said before, if that was the case, I would be marching in the streets with Black Lives Matter. That would be an atrocity. I mean, that would be horrific.
Absolutely.
Would you not? I mean, I think we all would be.
Yeah. We wouldn't put up with it.
No, and we shouldn't put up with it. But that's just not the case. 13. These are unarmed black men. Black men not fighting back, right? But, I mean, that never happens to white people. Wait a minute. There were over twice as many unarmed white people killed by police as blacks in 2019. Unarmed. But as John McWhorter, author of the new book, Woke Racism, wrote, that never makes the news because it doesn't fit the narrative. So all of these, this disease of the lie by the media is now manifesting itself at the Olympics. It is ruining our country's cohesion.
Well, it just seems counterintuitive that this nation is such guilty of such racial oppression that minorities are able to get, and many people are able to get sports scholarships to attend colleges. They are able to participate in Olympic competitions that are paid for, not necessarily by tax dollars, but sometimes there's contributions to that because it's held at, you know, state-sponsored institutions, and able to play a sport to earn money and to succeed. I just saw where Steph Curry got a $215 million contract extension in the NBA to play for the Golden State Warriors. $215 million, and that's a contract extension. Now, I am not knocking Steph Curry for this. Don't get me wrong. That's what the marketplace bears. I mean, if he's good enough, and he certainly is, to get that much money to stay and play for the Golden State Warriors, that's great. I'm happy for him, his wife, his family, all of them. That's fantastic. He earned that. He earned it as an African-American sports player playing a game.
And yet, I mean, we go back to this, to, you know, which Brett Hume has tweeted this study. Done in October of 2020, 1,000 Americans, and found that nearly half of liberal and very liberal Americans think the number of black men killed is 1,000 to 10,000 by the police. It is 13 unarmed black men. I mean, this is how out of whack this has gotten. Listen to this. A young black man is around 10 times as likely to die in a car accident than from a police bullet. But only 10% of African-American Democrats and 20% of white liberals get this question right. Who gets it right overwhelmingly? Trump supporters. More than 70% of white Trump voters do. So what is taken as racism by white Trump supporters is actually education. It's actually
misinformation.
Being informed. Yeah, it's being informed.
Yeah, misinformation.
And when they dismiss it, it's not because they don't care about fellow Americans, regardless of their race. It's because they're informed. So anyway, I thought this was a real service, but the way he posted it was great. Is basically the gist of it was, look, this is the misinformation that has led to the woke Olympics.
Yeah.
With people, and some of whom, again, legitimately may be misinformed. I don't know if they know they're lying.
No.
Dissing their country on the world stage and furthering this racial hatred. Which, you know, America's not perfect, but things have changed dramatically. I mean, yeah. If you look at he puts these statistics up. 1958, 94% of whites opposed interracial marriage. Just 10% do today. That's the overwhelming majority. I mean, things have changed, and they've changed rapidly.
Right. Same can be said for LGBTQ rights
as well. Yes, very rapidly. So the idea that America is this intolerant, horrible place is just not the case.
And if it's so bad, how come we had 188,000 migrants crossing the U.S. border illegally in the month of June alone? And that's just the ones that were arrested.
And by the way, they're coming from South Africa, from Haiti, from traditionally places that are traditionally black as well, trying to bust their way into the country.
Yeah.
You know? It's maddening. It's just the absolute misrepresentation here and how grotesquely twisted these, you know, studies or these statistics are. It's just it's maddening, but this is what's leading to this and the hatred, and this is why Americans are cheering for anybody playing against the U.S. women's soccer team, and delighting in their downfall. And you just got to ask, like, what is the future for a country like that, where cohesion is just not really possible anymore, and it's because of these lies, because we cannot agree on what the truth is.
Now, there's the big lie.
Yeah. Michael writes, by the way, my favorite comment on this article about the U.S. women's soccer team going down in flames. Well, they did kneel and surrender prior to the start of the game, so.
No, there is that.
But some of these are just how people feel. This is the first time I'm rooting against Team USA. Hope they lose and come home in disgrace. All the comments are like this.
But it's still heartening to see athletes like Drestel, the swimmer,
mm-hmm.
who will get up there in tears with his hand over his heart.
I know.
Saluting the flag. Winning the gold.
I know.
Succeeding.
And that's what America really is. It is. Remember the time I went through the top 10 highest paid actors in America?
Oh, yeah. That's-
and I do it every year because, like clockwork, between 30 and 40% of them are black.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, black people make up 12% of the population. Yeah. And I'm like, where's the barrier?
Yeah.
Go get it. Go do it. You do whatever you want. You want to be president? Great. Go do it. You want to be vice president? Go do it.
Yeah. CEO of a major corporation?
Go do that.
Go
yep.
do it. Yeah.
Why not? What's stopping you? And the answer is a bunch of rhetoric.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Like, why all of a sudden are we so concerned about, you know, masking and, you know, bringing all this back where there's been this huge push for people to be vaccinated? I mean, giving out cheeseburgers, french fries, millions of dollars, you know, yeah. to get back to normal life. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we're bringing mask mandates back. When you mentioned earlier, you're more likely right now, especially in D.C., to get shot than to die of COVID.
Wait, what? Folks. A little bit of perspective, okay, on the hysteria. And you, at some point, you got to laugh at these people. They are crazy. At this point, again, and I cannot say this enough times, we are at a low for deaths right now in this pandemic. This is the lowest amount of death we have recorded, not the highest. Yes, cases are going up, but people are not dying. We should be celebrating. Ticker tape parade. What the heck? And yet in D.C., they've got a new mask mandate, which their mayor is currently ignoring. Why? Because she's not afraid of COVID. She goes to her birthday party. within 24 hours of slapping this on everybody else. Goes to her birthday party, no mask. Nobody else is wearing one. Officiates a wedding, no mask. No social distancing. Not for her, not for Muriel Bowser. Why? Because she's not afraid. She gets real statistics. And then she goes out and puts her fear face on. This is Tracy Lowe, the Washington Examiner reporter, who busted her, followed her around for a day. And it's not even a full 24 hours after she puts the mask mandate on everyone else in D.C. And Mayor Muriel Bowser isn't even bothering to wear one because she's not afraid. She's not afraid of COVID. She knows it's a political tool, the way they use it. Yes, people die for it, from it, of course. And yes, it is a danger and you should be cautious about it, but not at the level that she pretends. How else can you explain the fact that she leveled a mask mandate on the people in her city and then went out without one, thinking no one would question her? I mean, you got, at a minimum, you got to be able to conclude she's either stupid, which I don't think she is, or she's not. She doesn't even believe the rhetoric coming out of her mouth about COVID. It's one of the two. Here's Tracy Lowe explaining this. She's the Washington Examiner reporter who busted her. And by the way, as soon as they realized she was a hostile, she wasn't with the mainstream media and thus would cover up for Muriel Bowser, her security, the mayor's security, attempted to have this reporter ejected. Folks.
I was at that wedding and I grabbed that photo. And let me tell you, there were hundreds of people in there, all unmasked. Why are you here with a bunch of people? You are maskless. Other people are maskless. And does that not reek of hypocrisy? I mean, already, like, D.C. has had 11 homicides in the time that since we've had our last coronavirus death.
She just talked about the number of homicides in D.C. I asked our brain room. They gather all of our information for the COVID information in D.C. in the last 7 days. Cases, there have been 301. Deaths in the last 7 days, there have been three. Three. And you look at the fact that she just referenced 11 different, I believe she said there were homicides, right? Correct, in the last 7 days. So, you know, you got to take everything into perspective.
Yes, that's what we need. We need perspective. And that is what Dr. Martin Kulldorff was trying to offer. He, again, is a medical professor, a medical doctor, and an epidemiologist at Harvard. Not just some nut. Here's what he just said on Fox News this morning.
If you look at the data, while cases are up, in terms of COVID mortality, in July we had the lowest COVID mortality since the beginning of this pandemic in March 2020. So if as an epidemiologist, if we look at the data, things are very good, that we should be very thankful and optimistic about it. Mm. And there's going to be a little waves up and down. And probably another winter wave this winter. But the key thing is that the death has been decoupled from cases. And we shouldn't look at cases anymore. We should ignore that. And we should only monitor the deaths.
Now, I agree with him. It's going to go up this fall. And they know it. That's why they're launching this now. Always does every fall. You get flu deaths, COVID deaths, coronavirus deaths. COVID's a coronavirus. It's going to go up. And you know what? It's going to do the same thing every year. It will never end. It doesn't matter if we have 100% vaccination rate. Here, I'll let him explain it to you.
We're going to always have this virus with us. We cannot eradicate this virus. But the thing is, if you have had COVID or if you have had a vaccine, you have immunity. But immunity doesn't mean that you're not going to test positive, because you can still be exposed to the virus. This virus can still enter your body and it can even start to replicate. What the immune system does is it prevents you from having severe illness or death.
I think they're creating this perception. No, I know they are. And it's very untrue that, look, if we just could get everybody to 100% vaccination, if we could just, you know, get these people to cooperate and wear the mask and do that, we could erase it. And it's only because of them. You should hate them. Hate them. Hate them. No. No, it's never going to end. Every year there's a new coronavirus. Everyone. And it will always be this way with COVID, no matter what we do.
So we're always going to have the virus with us. There's always going to be people testing positive. But the key thing is now when so many people, and especially the older people, have had a vaccine and others are immune because they've had a disease, we have seen a decoupling of cases and deaths. So when cases now increase, and it's not just in the U.S., but in other countries, in Europe, for example, the deaths do not increase in the same extent. And that's what you expect when the disease becomes endemic. after the pandemic is over. So in some parts of the world now, we are gradually entering the endemic stage. So we shouldn't testing asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic people. If we did that for all the viruses in the same way as we're doing for COVID and then doing the media attention for every new case, we would all be hiding under our beds.
Amen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, if you see folks today, wish them happy National Grab Some Nuts Day. Wait, what? No, it is legit. And you could Google it. It is actually National Grab Some Nuts Day. Get your mind out of the gutter. No, it is a celebration of nuts, as in almonds, cashews, and pecans. And America has more nuts than anyone else. And you could get that watching the news. But no, seriously, 40% of the world's nuts are actually grown here. And we lead all other countries in nut production, but only because we haven't figured out how to ship that to China yet. We will, though. The Biden administration's working on it. Especially almonds, by the way. We make a lot of almonds here, or we grow them. Anyway, around 38% of Americans will eat nuts today, and health professionals say you should eat more because they've got vitamins, minerals, protein. They're good for you. All right. Speaking of nuts, let's cue up Boneheads in the News. Borrowed with permission, of course, from Bobby Mack. Ah, the state of wedded bliss. I love this story. And that is so wrong. We talk about a redneck wedding. A groom in Louisiana shot a friend in the leg on the way back from his wedding last weekend. Why? Because he suspected the guy was having an affair with his new wife. The friend's okay, the groom not so much. He's arrested for attempted murder. Oh, by the way, here's how it all went to get. 30-year-old Louisiana man Devin Jones on his way home from his wedding with his bride and the male friend in the car. They got stuck in a bad traffic jam caused by a car crash. So all three trapped together were airing some dirty laundry. Devin accused the friend of having an affair with the new wife, and it got heated. So Devin grabbed the gun, jumped out of the car, started chasing the friend through stop traffic, still in his tux from the wedding, firing shots at him. One hit him in the leg and another injured someone in another car. The bride ran over to some first responders and said her husband was trying to kill her. She barricaded herself in the ambulance. She's fine. At the time, again, he was wearing his tux. She was wearing her wedding dress. The mugshot is fabulous. And, did they ever tell you what... Did she actually have the affair with him? See, that's what you want to know. And they never tell you what you want to know. Maybe we'll never know. Anyway, he'll probably do some time on that one. Speaking of couples and wedded bliss, a couple in Clearwater, Florida, was arrested on Friday. After they got drunk and decided to eat spaghetti together, started arguing at dinner. It was a late dinner, around 1 a.m. And eventually it turned into an adult food fight. The police report does not make it clear who instigated it, but they ended up mashing a plate of spaghetti into each other's face. Someone called the police, and they were covered in spaghetti when the cops showed up. Now both of them are facing charges for domestic battery. By the way, Stephanie has a previous arrest record. In October, she stabbed Adolfo, same guy, in the arm during another drunken fight. So this time he only got hit with the spaghetti. So things are improving in their household. It's amazing. What kind of relationship do you have where you stab a person, your spouse, I mean, they're married, and then you get over that, and you just go back to living together until the... People kill me. They do. Texture rates, Devin is going away for a very long time. I think he is. I think it's going to be a short marriage. Maybe she should just get back together with a friend. Okay. Meanwhile, back to the news. Having way too much fun for a Tuesday. Way too much fun for a Tuesday. Okay, you need to know this. You remember the whole time during the pandemic, it went on forever, right? You wore a mask because you had to. And you had to go to the doctor. You had to do certain things you wanted at, you know, certain times. You had to wear a mask. What'd you wear? Did you wear a surgical mask? One of those cloth masks? Most people had one of the two. Well, you should know. They were useless. The whole thing was a joke. It was a costume. Wait, what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was useless. Says who? Joe Biden's top COVID advisor, Dr. Michael Osterhoff. On CNN. Wait, the whole thing was useless? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't work. God, where have you heard that? Who was brutally and viciously maligned for telling you that for a year and a half? Who was? Oh, it'll come to me. Your humble host. Using actual science, you know? How many people were banned off social media? Folks, I do advertising for my husband's business on my social media. And I got locked down. Remember posting the photo on the side of the mask box, the warning. This will block droplets, but not the virus. They said it was fake. I mean, it's the mask box. I went to Facebook jail and they wouldn't let me post. They wouldn't let me boost my husband's ads. So, I mean, it's cost us money. I mean, like, I'm not going to go into how much, but a fair amount. Because that advertising is effective. I was right. Listen, y'all. Listen to this. Biden's top COVID advisor. Here we go.
We know today that many of the face cloth coverings that people wear are not very effective in reducing any of the virus movement in or out. Either you're breathing out or you're breathing in. And in fact, if you're in the upper Midwest right now, anybody who's wearing their face cloth covering can tell you they can smell all the smoke that we're still getting. We need to talk about better masking. We need to talk about N95 respirators, which would do a lot for both people who are not yet vaccinated or not previously infected, protecting them, as well as keeping others who might become infected, having been vaccinated, from breathing out the virus.
Wait, come again? I'm sorry. I want to play that again for my trolls. You know the ones who told me I was going to get people killed by telling them masks don't work. Let's play this again. Biden's top COVID advisor, Dr. Michael Osterhoff. What was it again, Michael? Tell us again.
We know today that many of the face cloth coverings that people wear are not very effective in reducing any of the virus movement in or out. Either you're breathing out or you're breathing in. And in
okay, we're done here. We're done here. Is anything they told us true? Any of it? It was a costume. But then we've known that. We've known that since February 10, 2021, when the CDC put out that study showing that more than half the particles that cause COVID go right through the surgical and the cloth masks. And then after the CDC published that study, it was reported by NBCNews.com. If you want to read it yourself, the article, by the way, is CDC report double masking can block more than 90% of viral particles. Yeah, we went right back after that and pretended that these masks work. We're still pretending. The new mask orders from the CDC don't specify N95 or KN95. Well, why bother? Why do we do anything anymore in this country? You know, the hypocrisy here is like you can't almost wrap your mind around it. I'm still reeling from this on Friday. I mean, literally 2 weeks, for 2 weeks, the rhetoric was intense. It was CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky and other Bidenites over and over and over. It's the unvaccinated spreading COVID. It's the unvaccinated spreading COVID. It's the unvaccinated spreading COVID. No, no, no. The vaccinated aren't spreading COVID. It's not them. And the whole time their internal documents said the opposite and they knew it. I mean, to lie like that. And you just, and having cut some of that audio, I'm like, wow, they're good at lying. And we know this because we have their internal documents. The Washington Post published them on Friday. For over 2 weeks, they went on the air and told you that straight face when they knew the opposite was true, that the vaccinated spread the disease as fast, as much as the unvaccinated do. And there's no repercussions. There's none. I mean, you talk about misinformation. Wow. I mean, just wow. And to go back and watch the video from that time where Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC, is literally looking into the camera and lying straight to you, and you can't tell. She's so good. She's such a good liar. And then we find out the whole time their internal documents said the opposite. What else are they lying about? Why does Rochelle Walensky still have a Facebook page this morning? Why does she still have a Twitter account? I'm just curious. I'm just asking. And all the while, we learn this. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, head of the Department of Homeland Insecurity, doing everything he can on a daily basis to unsecure the homeland, stated that the department is working with tech companies, quote, that are platform for much of the disinformation that reaches the American public on how they can better use their terms of service to really strengthen legitimate use of their very powerful platforms to prevent harm from occurring from misinformation. Oh, you mean like telling people the unvaccinated can't spread it for a week when you know damn well that's not the truth and your internal documents say the opposite? You mean like that? See, that's not just misinformation. That's not just lying at a level that is mind-boggling. That's deadly. Do you know how many people listened to Rochelle Walensky lie about that? Our head of the CDC? And went, oh, cool, all right. Well, if the unvaccinated don't spread it, I can go see my aunt at the nursing home. I'm vaccinated. I can go see my mom who's immune compromised. I'm vaccinated. I can go hang out with fill in the blank here, and the disease spreads as they lie. This is life and death stuff, folks. We'll never know how many people they killed with their lies. And no one holds them accountable. And it's literally like, if you are the right people, you can lie and misinformation does not apply to you. Meanwhile, in the last 2 weeks, we've seen people who've looked at studies and said, like Alex Berenson, former New York Times reporter, and said, no, it's the vaccinated. The vaccinated are spreading it too. Bam, shut down for misinformation. It was true the whole time. By the way, did you see what just happened to Alex Berenson? This is, you want to talk about science denial? Holy cow. He published Pfizer's own data on the shot. It showed a near identical number of deaths among the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Their data, right from their study. Screenshot. He got a content warning. And he was like, wow, I can't publish Pfizer's own data? And then he saw something they'd never seen before. They took the content warning off. It's like they didn't know what to do with it. Like, oh, misinformation. Oh, wait, it's Pfizer's own data. Do we censor Pfizer's own data? Well, it is available on the internet if you know where to look for it. So this is who gets, you put Pfizer's own test data up and you get censored. But Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC, can go out there and flat lie for weeks at a time. And we know she's lying now because we've got the internal documents. The whole time she knew the opposite was true and that nothing happens to her. So this is not about combating misinformation and trying to keep people safe. It's not about that. Can't be. It's about the idea that only the right people can speak, even if they're lying. And the wrong people can't speak, even if they're telling the truth. That is what's really going on here. Only the right people can speak. And if they are misinformed people, even in a way that gets people killed, hey, I think I'll put on my mask that they told me worked, but now I know it doesn't, and go see my aunt because I'm vaccinated and I can't spread it. Lie and lie. Drink it, COVID? Yeah, she was a victim of misinformation by the CDC, and they still have a Twitter feed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.